We've been talking this week about the incredible story of the trail runner in Colorado who was attacked by a mountain lion and won the fight. He won a fight to the death, in fact. He killed the mountain lion. Rare story, incredible story. And we heard from the trail runner this morning. We thought we'd get the other side of the story now, as joining us from the great beyond is the now dead mountain lion who attacked the runner. Come in.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, I'm like pissed because I should be patrolling like the Colorado mountains right now.
Yeah. You sound like a bit of a hippie mountain lion.
Dude, I was like hanging in Colorado, you know, just living my best life. And then this stupid jogger guy like put his foot on my throat. And now I'm down here in lower heaven with Hitler and Bing Crosby and stuff.
No, you're in lower heaven. That's too bad.
Well, you can see. And it sucks down here. There's like no organic food and there's no joggers to attack, no artisanal soap shops or hemp clothing stores.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're sorry to hear that.
Well, you can see why the jogger did that, though. I mean, he was fighting for his life.
Yeah, but he was on my turf. You know, what happened to property rights, you know?
That was your property?
My property. And now, I mean, I miss listening to NPR and consuming edibles and learning how to play handmade medieval musical instruments.
You're very Coloradan, aren't you?
So Colorado. Very Fernando, too.
Yeah, a little like Fernando.
Bit, a little bit.
Yeah, and if I have to sit through one more Richard Nixon acoustic set down here, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, he's down there.
Of course he is. Hold on a second. Someone needs the phone.
This is the only reason we're doing this.
Coco wants to talk to George.
Oh, yes, it's Coco, who also resides in lower heaven.
Coco wants George to rescue Coco from lower heaven.
I can't do that.
And reunite Coco with Kitten, who was run over by wayward Pontiac.
That was Coco's pet kitten.
Yeah, I remember the pet kitten.
George,
yeah.
Can you help?
No, I can't
Coco
help.
Coco obsessed with human nipples. Just like George.
What?
Coco think Robin Williams movies overrated.
Right. Okay. Kind of a random thought. But
when Coco met with Mr. Rogers, Coco's gaydar went off.
Coco has a gaydar?
Coco got me too'd by Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Put the mountain lion back on.
Coco wants to live with George and eat candy.
Well, very simple
that's
request.
That's not possible anymore. You're no longer here on Earth.
Coco wants to stay on phone with Musers the rest of the show.
No, no. We got Razor coming up, so.
Leave Coco on the phone. No, Coco.
Uh-oh, sounds like maybe the supervisor in lower heaven took over there.
Somehow I knew with reverb we would end up talking to Coco, and sure enough.